Hello, my name is Lacey Traister, and I have what could be considered a boring testimony. I've thought that, but it's really not. It's God's kindness in my life. But I was born into a wonderful Christian family. I was born in the Lemon, South Dakota area, and I come from a long line of believers and wonderful people in my life that really shined a Christ-like example. I was only 5 years old when I came to know the Lord, and we were at a church service. It was right before the service started. My dad was praying in the pew, and I think it kind of dawned on my young mind that this wasn't just something we did. This was something personal between my dad and God, a relationship that they had. And so I came up to my dad, and I asked if I could pray too. He said, Lacey, you can always pray to Jesus, but your first prayer should be asking him to come live in your heart. So he explained the gospel to me and just how God created me. He died for my sins. He rose again, and he loved me so much he wanted me to be with him forever. So I prayed, and I just asked God, could you come live in my heart and be my Savior? I believe in you, and I want to be your little girl forever. So that was my prayer as a five-year-old, and he worked in my life a lot growing up. My parents homeschooled me and my four younger siblings. sorry. They did that because they wanted to center our education around Christ and around the scriptures. So we spent a lot of time in the scriptures growing up, and they became very special to me. I knew them pretty well. And then kind of reached a turning point, I guess. Well, I should mention that my family was baptized at a church lake day in front of several of our family, and so that was really special. But I kind of reached a turning point or a pivotal point, I guess, when I moved to Chadron in May of 2012, and I moved out of the home. I was like, okay, you know, are these priorities, are these daily patterns that my family established and trained us up in, is that going to become personal? Am I going to fall away from that? It was by God's grace and leading. He orchestrated it so that way amazing Christian friends came into my life and really encouraged me and spurred me on in that. In addition to meeting amazing Christian friends, there was a couple particularly special people, and I wouldn't be doing my testimony justice not to mention them. One is my now husband, Kelly Traister, and the other was a young man named Sterling Atkins. He and I dated for just under 6 months, and it was a wonderful, happy time. He's an amazing guy, one afternoon, he and I were spending time together, and he passed away unexpectedly. So that was a very difficult time. Very difficult hours, very difficult months. But God's strength and his word were there. What makes that extremely hard to remember was just how ugly my heart was towards God, how hard I pushed against him, how much I wanted to blame him for that. And so if it had been my own doing, I would have just pushed him away, but God showed me in so many big ways and so many small ways, so many miraculous ways, just how much he loved me and how he really was there, how he had a plan. Then, I guess, later on that year, as God heals and moves us forward in his love, I met, I had already met Kelly, but we started dating, and then in June of 2014, when he asked me to marry him, that was the easiest yes I ever said. but then we got married in November of 2014, and I thought God had taught me a lot at that point already. And then there's marriage and trying to take a selfish, people-pleasing, prideful person and make a marriage that can be really revealing of just how sinful our hearts are, how my heart was, and so that taught me a lot of lessons. And then most recently, I guess, just 4 months ago, we welcomed our first son into the world. And so as if marriage and all of that, now we've got a whole nother set of lessons coming up on stewardship and responsibility and taking care of the little life that he's entrusted us with. So in closing, I'm just so very thankful for my God. And I know that he is real. I know that he's present. I know that he loves me. I look forward to his correction and his will, whatever it is in the future. I know he'll get me through it. I know he'll bless me in it. And most importantly, I look forward to the hope that I have in heaven. So thank you.